Welcome back, everyone, to the Most Civil Podcast. In this very special episode, I'm joined by two wonderful people, and I would have them introduce themselves in a bit. So, as you all know, we've been running this podcast now for about 7 years now, believe it or not. And it really takes a lot of efforts and skills and talent to push out the episodes, engage with listeners and fans on our social media pages. And in this episode, I thought it was going to be very nifty to highlight some of the talents behind the podcast. So joining me today are two of my wonderful virtual assistants. In order of importance, I'll have Ifeoluwa go ahead and introduce herself and just tell us a little bit about you, and then we can pass on the baton to Abimbola.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, Ma. Hi, everyone. So my name is Ifeoluwa Adegbola, and I'm a citizen of Nigeria. Okay, so yeah, I'm from Nigeria, and I joined the podcast late this year, around October. It's been such a wonderful ride. A bit about myself. Okay, so I studied biochemistry at University of Ilorin. I just graduated. And yeah, not much about me. I really love this podcast. It was such a privilege to come on board. I mean, I fell in love with like the vision and the values of this podcast. Immediately I saw the post online, like I for the job, I was really excited to start working with Mo and everyone else on the podcast. So thank you so much, Mo, for having me here. I'm so happy to be here.
Excited to have you. Thank you so much, Ifeoluwa. Abimbola.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Abimbola Olashipo. I'm a graduate of economics from Obafemi Awolowo University. I'm a virtual assistant on the Most Civil Podcast. Well, my experience here has been very good. I've been here for close to a year now. I started January. By January next year, makes it a year. And it's been a fun, joyful ride. I mean, the stories and everything shared on the podcast has been very inspiring, I would say, for me. And I've learned a lot being on the podcast. I think that will be all from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you both. All right. I think I'll have this to be bi-directional. If you guys are okay with that, we can go ahead and just ask some of the questions. But I'll just get started. How would you describe this year for you personally? Has it been rewarding, challenging, or both? I can get started. I'll say that it's been all of the above and some more. Usually, I think most people, you begin the year with so much, you know, goals and things you want to accomplish, but a little bit of anxiety that comes with writing those goals down, because you're like, the one from last year, I've even accomplished all of it. But hey, that doesn't still stop, you know, me from writing those goals down, because I strongly believe that just even setting them down, and there's a way my year is kind of positioned to work alongside those goals. So as difficult as they might be, still keep writing them down. So I'll say that this year has been a delightful cocktail of rewards and challenges. They've been highs, they've been lows, but I think there's been a lot of lessons that have been learned, and a lot of just reminding myself that it's what's everything that has happened, good or bad, everything has there's a method to the madness. So that's how I would describe the year. How about you guys?
Okay, so I'll just go first. This year has been, like you said, there's really a method to the madness. So I don't know, for people watching from outside, listening from outside Nigeria, there's this thing called NYSC where graduates go for, like, have a 1 year mandatory service. So what we do is that we attach ourselves to organizations and, you know, serve the community, kind of like, it's kind of like a paramilitary sort of thing. So this year was my service year, my NYSC year, and it's kind of like the first time I'm moving away from home. So I'm in Lagos State, right now, and it's been really rewarding and challenging, right? So a lot of what I call it favor has gone ahead of me this year, finding my PPA, getting like ease and everything. But that's not to say that the challenges didn't come too. Like, I've really learned a lot about adulthood, would I say, you know, finance and finances relating with people. It's been an amazing ride, really. It's been productive, but at the same time, you know, I feel like I needed to like this next year, this 2025, I know that I've made some mistakes this year, and I'm carrying those lessons with me to make sure that next year would be even better. So yeah, this year has been rewarding, it's been challenging, but most of all, I'm just grateful for all the new people I've met and all the lessons I've learned. So thank you so much, Mom.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Ifeoma.
Okay, so for me, I think I'll start with Ifeoluwa's ending notes. Grateful. That's the summary of what this year is for me. So I'm so grateful to God. Started this year wasn't really so great for me. So I had put in for my master's in a university in the United Kingdom, and I'd gotten accepted. So this year was supposed to be more or less, I ought to have been rounding up, if at all, right now. My master's degree in data analysis. So, but unfortunately, towards December / January, I got denied. I got denied the visa to travel for my master's. So, and that really took a toll on me. But then, I mean, I had support, my family and my friends. They really, you know, kept me together, and that was when I came across the Most Evil podcast. And I just was like, let me just put my energy into something, and let me just try to take that off my mind. But I thank God right now. I thank God for my life, and I thank God that regardless of where I was January, I am way better, and I'm grateful for where I am today, and I'm way better today. And hopefully, by God's grace, next year, maybe we do the Masters by God's grace. Yeah. But the year has been very good. It's been very good, aside the initial downturn. Thank you.
I knew about that. I just want to say sorry once again. And I just always want to believe that everything will work out, you know, for good at the end of everything, right? We don't know why things like this happen, but I hope you're still encouraged to keep trying and don't give up on that dream. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So both of you work, a follower just joined us not too long ago. So maybe your response to this question might not be quite as robust, and that's okay, but I'll still take whatever you're able to offer. So as you know, we work on episodes, we schedule guests, we prepare questions, we engage with them, we edit the episode. Well, I edit the episode, but you guys do the audiograms, the flyers, the quotes, the blurbs, the blog posts, and all of those fancy stuff. So we've had lots of guests this year so far. I would say I think we are currently on guest 29 or 27. I'm always anyways, we've had up to 30 guests this year so far. But I'm curious to know, 27 guests, yes, with Vivian being the last one, yeah. I'm curious to know, of all the guests we've had, let me rephrase the question. What would you say has been your most memorable episode so far, and why? And I'll start with Abimbola.
Okay, every episode is, I would say most episodes, for me personally, most episodes this year has been, like I said, they have been life-changing in a sense. So I was exposed to a lot of things this year. I was exposed to understanding and taking mental health seriously. And aside the mental health, also the physical health, especially being a man. So there are a lot of episodes that addresses that. But I would say one episode that really worked for me, and that was due to my interest at that particular point in time, was the episode, Nobody Wants This. the movie, yes, it really spoke to me. Like, I watched the movie and I was so shocked that we were doing an episode on it afterwards. Like, it was more or less, okay, this is something I can do. This is something that really speaks to me. So, yes, I'll tag that as my best episode for the year.
And so, one thing that was such an impromptu episode. Shout out to Nike, by the way.
Yes.
I recorded this while I was on a cruise, and it was the day before my birthday. And I'm like, okay, Nike, because Nike was online, you know, recommended the series to me. I said, like, Nike, this is a deep series. Do you want to do just a quick jump on a quick Zoom call? Let's talk about it. She's like, yes, you know. So I'm glad you resonated with that episode as well. Yeah, I liked it. The series was really well done, but having to be able to draw from even our experiences as Nigerians and as women and, you know, just some of the things that happen in relationships. I think that was a very, very robust episode. I agree with you. That was a good one. How about you, Ifeoluwa?
Okay, so, hi again. My most memorable episode, like Mo said, I just joined the podcast. There have been a lot of great ones, really. Like I said, okay, I've said this before, but there are really like hidden gems that this podcast really finds a way to share their stories, and it's such an amazing thing to see. My most memorable episode, I feel like Sean's episode keeps coming to mind. I don't know if it's just because of his inspiring story, or it was how Sean's episode was the episode I got really comfortable, you know, working on the podcast. I really can't pinpoint it, but Sean's episode comes to mind. Like, I can't forget, you know, his life and how he didn't put himself in a box, you know. I feel like I can really relate to that. From military, he studied nuclear chemistry and then went to law school, and now he owns a tech company. It was really amazing, and I felt like it showed me a lot of possibilities that I can have for myself as well.
I agree. I mean, yes, shout out to Sean, by the way, and shout out to Dr. Jessica Peary and her husband, Steven, for introducing us to Joshon. You're right. I mean, that was a very, very packed episode. And I think it also emphasizes the importance of dreams, right? Through his mom and the strong lineage in his grandma, who, despite, you know, not coming from a lot, they made sure that they had good mentors that was able to model what life could, like the possibility of life beyond Inglewood, where they stayed in the south side of Chicago. And yeah, I think that's really, if you think about Sean's episode, that's really what our podcast really truly is about, is being able to help people stay connected to stories that mirror where they need to be. So it's possible that people might still find themselves in places where it's a far cry from where they really want to be, but being able to show that, hey, you can rise above this, look at someone who was once, you know, in your shoes and see how they can do it. And then being able to show your playbook, like, you know, line by line, step by step, working for working. And I think Sean's episode, right, like you rightly said, really exemplified that. So thanks for that reminder, Ifeoluwa. As for me, it's kind of hard to choose. So this is probably our 200 and something episode in total. And every time I tell myself, okay, we're bringing this guest on the podcast, what's unique? Everyone has unique stories. My job as a guest, as a host, is to make sure that I'm not just saying the same thing over and over again, even though we know there's nothing new under the sun. So having to answer this question is a bit difficult for me because I love all the episodes. I don't mean to sound very politically correct. I love all the episodes for different things. But if I were to choose the ones that are memorable, all of them are memorable. I could, maybe from the very, very first one, the very first episode was with Christelle Pellecure, who was a transracial adoptee from Madagascar to France. And that one, so there's a backstory to that. She had appeared on my friend's podcast. Shout out to Nancy from Concrete Pastures, by the way. You guys go check out her podcast. She does amazing well. She was adopted by, in a very shoddy way, you know, this was when France still has its influence in Madagascar. But she was adopted by a French couple who, you know, took her to one rural part of France. There was no black person where she was. And just having to adjust all of that life. And as someone who's adopted a child who's also, you know, biracial, I won't lie to you, when I first of all listened to the episode, it kind of rubbed me up the wrong way. Almost like, after all the parents have done for you, this is how you repay them. That was my first, you know, impression going in. You know, I got very defensive. But in listening to her and just understanding that, hey, you know, this is her story. And everything she said in that, you know, episode she did with my friend, Nancy, that, you know, was very valid. So in bringing her to the podcast, which I, you know, I added her on WhatsApp first, you know, because I wanted to let her know that I have a different spin to this story of yours. I need to ask, because here's my bias. I'm a mom who's adopted a child who's different from me. How do I make sure that we're getting it right, that in the next 20 years, she doesn't go on the podcast and start, you know, saying, my mother did this, my daddy did this. You know? So that was me just going in. And it ended up being a very great episode. I learned a lot. And I learned just, you know, the importance of as best as we can. Because I know parents really try their best. You know, there's no villain in this story at the end of the day. Because they really try their best to make sure they provided the right, you know, foundation for her. But the critical thing that was missing, according to her story, was they didn't find a way to help her stay connected to her culture. So her being black, she felt like even though she looked black, it took her, you know, into her adulthood. She's almost 15 now, having to re-identify and say, you know, learn more about Malagasy culture and all that. So I'm like, okay, if that's the one critical thing, I think we're good with that. You know, we've been doing that, not even knowing that this was, I mean, kind of knew it was important, but the way she talked about the story is something I will never, ever forget. So that's one. But I'll say another episode that also stood out to me was the one with Dr. Olawale Ojo, when he talked about mental health. You guys don't know this. I've been chasing this man for, since the start of the podcast, almost about 7 years to have him on the podcast. I remember the first time he reached out to me. He's one of our, you know, OGs before, you know, we started having, you know, IG presence. I had done an episode on pregnancy loss and just the impact of mental health post loss and why, you know, how healthcare providers can, you know, help people going through that. And that's something, because he's a psychiatrist, that for his patients, that's one thing that he hasn't even really explored that he thinks is very, very important. And he thanks me for, you know, exploring that on the podcast. And I said, okay, hey, by the way, do you want to come on the podcast? He was like, no, that whenever he's ready. Then he was doing his residency. That whenever he's ready, he would come. So I waited 7 years, guys, for this story. So when he came on the podcast, I just let it all out. And I loved the episode. I love just the frankness. You can tell that he's really passionate about his craft, about what he does. And it's, for me, I think being able to even show that mental health is something that is very, very important, right? And especially addiction psychiatry, which, you know, and his ability to even blend humor with serious topics. It was almost like a masterclass in storytelling. Even though he said, oh, I don't think I'm going to be great at this, he was so nervous. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You did great. You know, this was really good. Like, you should come back again. As a matter of fact, you should write a book. I loved how comfortable he made the conversation feel. And we had some very interesting banter off air, which I think really made for a great content. So that was great. And then wrapping this question up, again, this is where it's hard to answer this question because I have a lot of great episodes. The one with Deborah, sadly, her husband committing suicide. For me, what stayed with me from that story was something she said, which is something I'd like to recycle here. That when we take the suicide route, the pain we're trying to escape from, we leave it behind. Which for me is the saddest part of things, that I feel like most people need to remember that. Fine, they've said that suicide is like trying to escape a burning building. You don't see a way out. So I just want to remind us that there's always a way out. Like, that pain never goes away. It becomes part of your family story. You know, grandpa killed himself. Grandpa did this, or grandmom did this, or my sister did this. And that pain just keeps getting, you know, recycled, and it just goes down family history. And the risk of committing suicide is actually higher when you've had somebody who's committed suicide in your life. So we need you to stay so that others can stay. So all in all, this has been a very robust season. We've had great conversations, great stories, great lessons that I have learned. You know, I had a chance to even talk to my mother-in-law. Never brought her on the podcast before, hearing her story, her origin story. She lost her husband about 3 years ago. My husband, you know, turned 40 this year, which was great. We talked about his party. And then he bringing his twin on the podcast, talk about twin dynamics with the pop baller. So yeah, I could go on and on. I think I need to pause for now. All right. What's the next question? If I'll know, I'll be like, okay, it's your turn to ask the next question. And I'll sit this one out for a little bit. Never ask a podcaster what's their favorite episode. It can go on and on.
Okay. I guess my question would be, about the podcast in specific, and about our work, I and Ifeoluwa, is there any one thing specifically about each one of us that is maybe me or Ifeoluwa, even both of us? One thing that is unique to you that you particularly like about us, because I know you've had VAs in the past, and I can't quite remember her name now, but there was this particular, she's a lady, you mm-hmm. most often talk about her.
Eloha.
And you most often, Eloha, is it Eloha? I don't think so. Okay. I think she's just before me. I can't remember her name now. God, that's bad.
Oh, the VA before you? Oh, okay.
Yes, mother. Hawa, I think it's Hawa.
Hawa.
Yes. So you most often, like, there are some things you say, but when I came on, I mean, it was more or less like, okay, fine. I hear Hawa a lot. So I wanted to, like, okay, fine. Definitely my name too will come out eventually. So if there is any specific thing about Tayani Soluwa that maybe ticks the right boxes for you, ma.
Oh my goodness, look at this question. I feel like I've been set up. Okay. the reason you hear about Hawaii a lot, Hawaii didn't stay for long. Actually got her through Indoor Studio. Shout out to them, the brand manager for the podcast. So my relationship with Hawaii wasn't as direct as with you, because it was through the Indoor Studios that we interacted. But she did, you know, she wasn't here for long. She was probably here for like a few months. So we didn't hear about her a lot because she was just before you. So the next VA will hear a lot about you. But while you work with me, I always make sure I give compliments about the things you like. And so the things I would tell you is things I have told you before. And you can verify whether this is true or not. I don't like to give people compliments because we're talking about this and it's being recorded. The people I work with, if you don't hear me say anything, I don't say negative critics, I'll give it right away. If I feel like you're not doing something well, I'll give it right away. But I also make sure that I'm very vocal about the things you're doing well, so that way it's encouraging. You don't only hear my voice when I have something negative to say. So that said, I would divide you into two. I'll start with you, Abimbola. So I start with you first because you've been here the longest. I'd say it's the VAs I've had on the podcast. The ones I've loved the most are the ones that you could tell that it wasn't just a paycheck for them, right? And there's no way you can encourage somebody to love your brand or amplify your podcast. It just has to be a fit for them as well. And so for the ones that it didn't click for them, I'm not saying they were evil people. It could have just been, they needed the money, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? They needed the money. It was just a transitionary phase for them, and they just wanted to get onto the next level. And that's okay. Just do your job and go. That's fine. But the ones that really stayed, you know, memorable to me are the ones that took the podcast to another level. The suggestions they brought in, even me as the person in charge of it, I go like, I never would have even thought of that. Thanks for bringing that up. That's the things I love about the most memorable VA. And particularly for you, is your level of organization. I like that. I like that you have that love for the brand, because you've made suggestions, especially with social media, things we can do. And you're not afraid to like challenge the status quo and say, man, let's do it this way, let's do it that way. I like that so we've talked about voices, right? You have a guardian and connector, and I'm a creative and connector. And sometimes we can have difference in how things should go. I'm more of a future-oriented, you're more of a present-oriented. If things are working well, your tendency is to, let's keep it that way. Why should we change it? I get bored with routine, so I want to switch things out. Heck, even recording this meeting, I switch things out last minute. That maybe made Abimbola's head go, oh my gosh, Mo, what are you doing again? But it's your ability to help us see, like, merge my excitement about the future with the present. I like that you keep me balanced in that way. I also love your flexibility, yes. And you've changed the podcast a lot. You brought in new ideas, like even TikTok, how we can even use analytics to drive engagement. So those are things I like. You're going to end up being on the Hall of Fame of my favorite views. And I'm not saying that because you're here. And it's because I can tell that you really, really love the brand, the approach you give to it. It took me a while to have a feel of who you are and just your style of working. And I know we had a lot of, you know, struggles in the beginning, but I feel like we're at a very solid pace now where it's just, you know, up from here. So, yeah. So far, so good. You're doing great.
Okay, thank you so much, Ma.
But I've told you this before, right, haven't I? Just
yes,
for,
yes,
yeah, to clarify for
yes.
The audience, yeah. I'm not the kind of supervisor that will wait until last minute. I give feedback, you know, really quickly because I don't like things hanging in the air. Okay, good.
Very well, very well. No, oh, definitely. Oh. But it's something else to hear it again. And it's, I was just laughing all behind the camera.
Oh, really?
It is all. Thank you very much, man.
Of course. Are you for a follower? I think getting to meet you. Okay, so we had, by the way, everyone, we had a retreat. The team and I, we had a retreat. That's a team. I sound like LeBron James saying team. My team, we had a retreat earlier this month. And I got to meet them for the first time, my 2 years. And so, fellow, I love your enthusiasm for the podcast. Like, for you coming in and you letting me know how you found the podcast. And so I've been doing this again, like I said, for 7 years, more than 200 and something episodes now. Sometimes I can't see the forest for the trees because I'm so into it. So you're telling me that when you first saw the podcast, you thought it was for something else, but it was you coming into it and realizing that, oh my God, what a hidden gem. And I'm like, see, this is where we're missing the buck. How can we make our podcast, like, what do we stand for? Let's be very clear on that so that people don't think our podcast is something else. Rather, is, you know, it's a treasure trove, but I don't want it to be a treasure that people have to, you know, they have to get close to, like, see. So you made me realize that we need to do a lot of work in that amplification. I also love that you're a Koreanophile like me. So I think this year we have to do a better job with bringing more of the Koreanophile. Sorry, Abimbola, I might have you watch some Korean series and we have to do like an expose on it. I love your heart for the podcast as well. I love how you're able to bridge data. You know, similarly with Abimbola, you've made some suggestions based on, oh, okay, our reels are doing much better. Let's do more reels. Let's do less of this. Let's schedule the content. I know we spent a lot of the past few weeks in strategizing. And as someone who loves to execute, I'm just waiting like, okay, let's start doing. But having to honor the process of, we can't start doing until we make sure that we've sorted out what needs to be done. So being able to sit in that moment with both of you to really tease out, okay, what is working for us, what's not working for us, what can we tweak a little bit better. And you both have, you know, taught me that especially trends also connect with very many diverse generations. You know, social media now, you have so many generations, you know, gaps, generational gaps. And how do you strike, you know, your audience, like how do you make the most impact on your audience? So yeah, and then your availability, you guys are, you know, you're very flexible despite working across different time zones. Even when you're not available, you're very, you know, communicative. The biggest challenge that I used to have with many of my VAs, not many, the ones that really didn't work out was they were just ghosts. And I hated that. I was very, very clear during my interviews. If you're going to ghost me, let's not even work together. I know that life happens, but if life is happening, let me know. I think I'm very reasonable, you know, and thankfully both of you are not ghosters because I cannot work with ghosters. There's something about ghosters that just, you know, steals my goat. Even when you're not available, if things pop up, you're very communicative. You know, let me know ahead of time. So yeah, it's really been a pleasure working with both of you. And I wanted to highlight that part because I know there's so many people that are very, very hesitant hiring people from, you know, Nigeria. My dream when I started this podcast, like if I'm going to be employing labor, I'm going to take it back to Africa. So all of my VAs have always been from Africa. And it's not because I'm trying to usurp my power. For me, it's also a bit of mentorship. Seeing how I don't think you're going to work on the podcast forever. As a matter of fact, I will expect you, you know, to start finding other greater things to go. So our podcast can be a stop to your level of greatness. But while you're still here, you know, how can we also help you, mentor you, and help you get to where you need to be? So I talk about Hello a lot because she used to be a V on the podcast as well. She was one of my very great ones, you know, on that Hall of Fame. Hello helped me be a better manager, actually. And she's probably doing her master's now in the UK. And that was something I always encouraged her to go, you know, do her master's. And very well-driven girl. So, yeah, those are just some of the things I would say I appreciate in both of you. And I hope that really helped answer your question. I mean, but I didn't see that coming, by the way.
Yes, thank you very much, Marita.
All right. If follow up about your question, do you have any question you wanted to ask?
Okay. Thank you so much, by the way, Ma, for that, let's say, review. So it's so amazing to work with you as well, Ma. And I just want to say that thing about mentorship, for our listeners out there, it's so, so true. Like, it's so true. One of the things that really inspired me while I was applying for this job and everything was, you know, how more from Nigeria is now in the US living such an amazing life with her husband and her family, and you know, being a professor in the US. It was so inspiring, and I'm so glad like I have this opportunity to learn from you. Really, it's a gem. Okay, so okay. My own question, I guess. So you talked about how the feedback I gave during our meeting about how I didn't know what the podcast was about before, but you know, entering into the podcast, I got to learn this is what the podcast is really about. So I want to know from you, from the whole time you have hosted the Mustable podcast, what is the most memorable and inspiring feedback? Because I know that feedback from your listeners, or you know, from your fans, people that work with you, they have a way of sticking with you, right? And like propelling you to do more. So what is that most memorable feedback that you've gotten about the Mustable podcast? That's my question.
Follower, you're making me go deep inside my head. Let me think. So let me answer this in a time precedent manner. So when I started a podcast for a myriad of reasons, but shout out to my friend Timin Olowoshewa, who called me sometime around this time. Actually, if you think about it, yeah, this was 7-8 years ago. She was always on my neck. Tolani, you need to do more. You write so beautifully well. You should start a YouTube page. You should talk about this. You should talk about that. She will now send me videos of YouTube creators that just bought a mansion from their YouTube earnings. And I'm like, I hate videos. I hate being on videos. I can't be doing skits and, you know, I want to tell stories, but I can't just do it on a video format. I just don't like videos. I feel like it takes your soul away. But she kept, you know, she would say. And then finally it clicked. I'm like, okay, you know what? How about a podcast, you know? And then I realized, okay, for me to say I want to get on the mic, I needed to clean shop, clean house, and work on myself. And someone that had daddy issues, I need to sort things out with my dad. And doing that opened, you know, my portal of creativity. I don't know how to explain it, but I felt instantaneously freed from something. And I realized that, my goodness, this has been holding me back. The anger and the unforgiveness I had harbored in my heart, you know, regarding my dad. And so starting the podcast, I use what you call the friends, families, and fool model, where all my friends were just listening to it. So it was like a pet project initially. You know, I'm just going to get it started. Until one time, I got an email from someone out of the blue. It wasn't someone I knew. Their name didn't look familiar to me. And the email read along the line of, I still have it in the inbox, by the way. Hi, my name is, you know, so-and-so. I caught your podcast on someone else's platform. I just wanted to let you know that I love what you're doing. I think it's fantastic what you're trying to do. For me, it gingered me. Like, I feel like the ginger I received from that email is still the ginger I'm still running on, because how do you, you know, explain that? Even me as a listener, someone who, because I consumed a lot of podcasts before I started creating my own, I've never had to email my top podcasters, you know, about what I love about the podcast. Because I feel like there's this sacredness between a listener and a creative where you don't want to break it, that illusion. So the podcast I really enjoy listening to, I don't even connect with you. I don't even follow them on Instagram to learn about them personally, because I want to separate their art from their, you know, their personal as a way. So getting that email meant a lot to me, you know, and I still treasured it. I still treasure it today. And that was from Mr. Kenny Popola, by the way, who became, he and his wife Tutu, by the way, they've become fast family friends. They're like one of the biggest supporters of the podcast. So that feedback, I'll put that as one of my, you know, most prized possessions. And then along the line, it's getting feedback about how, you know, you record an episode and you forget about it. Not like you forget about everything, but yeah, for me, being feature-oriented, I'm looking on to the next episode. But I'll get comments like, oh my goodness, that episode you did in 2020 helps me overcome this challenge I'm going through right now in 2024. And you're like, wow. So I love how podcasts are just evergreen. The messages never die. While I may have moved on from that topic, it's so possible that the relevance has not been lost on someone. So I love that. One of the hardest things to do was to talk about myself. Not because I'm not comfortable talking about myself. It's because in talking about myself, I'm also exposing other people in my life, like my mom, my husband, who are not very, very public people. But I think they've come to realize that, okay, this is her ministry. There's a method to this madness. Let's let her be. And I don't take that for granted, even though I know some things are not very, very comfortable doing. So all of the times I've talked about, you know, our challenges, you know, getting pregnant, losing pregnancies and all of that, fostering, adopting, the hopes to, you know, eventually have our child and all that. I see how that can expose my husband, for example, in a light that he's not very comfortable with. But because he's seen the impact it's had on my life and he's seen the impact it's had on the community, because we had people just reach out and say, thank you for sharing that. I was drowning in sadness. I was depressed. I didn't even know you were going through half of that. And all these things, all these years of these things we've gone through, I never stopped the podcast. I still kept it going, you know, because for me, it was important to still keep showing up. Not because I owed anybody anything. I found a lot of strength in staying connected with my listeners, because there's also some strength that I got from them, knowing that what I'm going through right now, there's a reason for it, even though I don't know it yet. Everything is going to come out later on, and I can use that story to encourage, you know, every other person going through the same thing I'm going through. So the feedback has been very, very amazing. They're not quite captured on comment section, because these are people that reach out to me privately, and I wouldn't want to, you know, expose them by saying, oh, this person said this to me. But there's a way I'm able to take that feedback and run with it and go like, okay, at least I'm speaking to one person. Even just one person or two people listening to this particular episode that is resonating with them, then it's not for nothing. So yeah, those are just the feedback. I think it really reinforces the podcast goal to bring people together through shared stories. That, you know, we have so much more in common than, you know, separates us. And if I can share a slice of my journey with you, even though I look all put together, to let you know that I don't wake up like this on most days. There's a lot that goes on behind the scene. If I'm able to encourage, you know, people going through what I'm going through and still showing them that you can still find a way to live life and still dwell in joy while, you know, life is life in a way. That has been, you know, one of the biggest rewards on the podcast. So I don't know if that answered your question, but yes, the encounter with Mr. Kenny, that email he sent to me many years ago, which I think I should pull out eventually and maybe make a post about the importance of people reaching out to their podcast host and sending them an encouraging message, because that will go a long way. And the feedback I've gotten from different people listening to the podcast many years down the line and telling me that episode is still resonating with me, that has been one of the things that has kept us going. And thanks for that question, Ifeoluwa.
Thank you so much, Ma. That was such a beautiful answer. I really loved the connecting people. Like, that's has got to be my favorite part of the podcast, connecting people through shared stories. Such a beautiful. Thank you so much, Ma.
Thank you. I guess as we're kind of like winding down, I'm curious to know for both of you, for our listeners, what are some of the things you will they should get excited about? You know, so we've kind of exposed you guys now as the brains behind the scene, the behind the show, right? And then in answering this question, if you're able to just help paint a picture about some of the roles you play behind the scene, so they all see, you know, the audiograms or the videograms, but maybe painting just the work that goes on behind everything they see on the Instagram page, which they need to follow, by the way. So you guys should mention the Instagram page and our TikTok pages as well. So in short, what should our listeners be excited about, and our fans be excited about in 2025? And give them just a little bit of a picture of what goes on behind the scene of putting an episode together.
All right. So thank you very much if you've stuck with us thus far. The podcast, basically, like I said, I am Abimbola. So the podcast, I am in charge of the social media management for the podcast. And from my own angle, from my own house, from my room, from my position of authority, I'll say. So you can expect more stories, the diversity that we bring to the limelight, so the stories that resonate with you, and you can expect more of educative content, more of culture. I mean there is so much culture, and in this current world that we live in, where culture of various places are fading away, I think it is just important for us to highlight them and make people understand. I mean, going online to see what particular cultures, different African societies actually practice and why they do it, the reasons behind them. I think that's something we're going to bring into you this new year, come 2025. And also, you would also hear the stories, you hear experiences, so you know that you're not alone. In case you're going through anything out there, you're not alone. And you also hear tips and how to move and how to handle such situations, what have you. So you could look us up on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. I mean, we have our YouTube shorts, so you can add us on, you can subscribe to our page on YouTube, add us up on TikTok. We post there regularly, as well as on Instagram. So yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And what are our handles on Instagram and TikTok?
Okay, on Instagram, we are at the Mossible Podcast on Instagram. Then on TikTok, likewise, the Mossible. So for TikTok, it is the Mossible. You just together, the Mossible Podcast on TikTok. And it's a new page, and we are doing well there as well. So for YouTube as well, it's also the Mossible Podcast.
Yes.
So we are very direct. We're very direct. You don't need to go and be searching for different cues in different places. Now, it's the Mossible Podcast, or one and only. So thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So I guess it's my turn. This is Ifes Begin, and I'm in charge of, well, I say in charge, yeah, but I help with the blog post mostly and the audiograms. So I'm in charge of that. I'm basically more into the content and the content strategizing, while Abibola is like into communication. So like emails and you know, social media. And me, I like behind the scenes works. So yeah, the blog posts and you know, the audiograms. So I guess what you should be excited for 2025, we've had some discussions and we are thinking of reviving our newsletter. So you can be excited for that. It's going to come back with much more engagement and just a community building feel, right? Because more than a podcast, we are a community, the Mossible community. And I feel like I'm so excited personally of all the things that we can accomplish as a community, even more than just the podcast. So yeah, I'm excited for that. And like Mo said, whether Abimbola likes it or not, we are bringing back Korean stuff.
Sorry, into Abimbola.
Yeah,
right,
so
it's fine, it's fine. I'll go. I will brush up on Korean, don't worry.
You love it. Watch him become go jump pure in a bit.
yeah. So I'm personally really excited about that. So watch out for more Korean content, K dramas. I don't know, maybe K pop. I'm not sure, but
we
really,
can do
just
that.
The Korean
culture. We can do that. I just never. I don't know. Good. I never really talked about K dramas and all that on the podcast. Even though there's so many ones I'm watching and so many like historical ones. Yeah. So we'll be doing more of that.
Mm-hmm. So excited for that. So and hopefully, I know Mot has already talked about, you know, how videos that, but I'm really excited for, you know, more video audiograms and more video recordings with our guests this year. I feel like they're just more engaging. I mean, for people, it probably won't be compulsory, but you know, for people that are ready to share their story their face, so it's going to be so awesome.
I agree. I mean, you guys have said it all. And just to wrap this up a bit, it's really to explore more stories. We're going to go deeper. Like, I mean, because we have to go deeper. Bring more diverse voices to the table. Explore issues. I mean, I can't give a lot away right now, but guys, it's going to be great. Trust me. And exciting news ahead. So just, you know, keep up with us on Instagram. Follow us on, you know, on TikTok as well. But yeah, like we always brought it to you, hot and real and authentic stories. We're going deep diving. Wow. And we'll explore some topics and show you just the beginning and just the end of it. But yeah, I'm talking in parables right now, but just hang on tight, guys. We have amazing content ahead of us. As we wrap up, I just wanted to say again, thanks to both of you. You have been very wonderful this year. Thank you for all of your hard work on the podcast. I can't wait to see what 2025 brings for both of you personally and professionally. And I guess my final question as we wrap up with it will be this. If you were to do this again, without giving too much of yourself away and putting yourself in a tight spot, if you were to do this again next year and you were recapping your 2025, what are some of the things you'd want to have been able to say, okay, this, I achieved this? And if you're not able to answer that question, maybe what adjectives would you want to describe 2025 as in your own words? Like three adjectives would you like to describe 2025 as?
Okay, so thank you so much for that question. I guess it's going to be like future reflective for me. By 2025, like Abimbola, I'm also looking forward to continuing my studies abroad, trying to work on that currently. So I'd hope by next year that will become a reality for me. I really want to, you know, just explore more and get better, basically. I'm all about improvement. I'm all about growth. And I'm all about helping people as much as I can. It brings a sort of satisfaction for me. So, yeah, I want to improve myself. I want to have helped people in greater capacity next year. And for the adjectives, I want to have taken flight, kind of just become exponentially more better. Would I say so? I want it to be awesome. I want it to be exciting and adventurous. Yeah,
right.
So that's me.
Thanks for that. I've been bothered. Sorry, I follow up.
Okay. So for me, I think next year would be, forgive me, I'm religious now, but then it would be my year of breakthrough. So it's going to be my year of breakthrough in the sense that I put a lot of things on next year, and I hope next year is not tired of me already. But then, like Deborah said, it's definitely my master's. That's a must next year. It's not even a doubt. The podcast, I hope to see more of the podcast. And I have high aspiration for the podcast for next year. And I'm very sure, I am certain, following our trajectory, we would scale and hit the targets. So, and also I want next year to be adventurous, in quotes, an introverted person. So I'm trying to bring myself out. So yes, I want to be able to explore and live experiences. I mean, also live the experiences that I've learned via the podcast. I mean, there have been a lot of persons, for example, Parisa, during Parisa's episode, it was something that really, okay, fine. I mean, I could do better. I mean, the way she narrated our movement from her country down to the US and back and things like that, our relationship with her father as well. I mean, I love to experience a lot of things. But then next year, like I said, is my year of breakthrough. I'm breaking through from every form of hindrance, I would say. Hindrance, that is my master's, I'm going for it. The podcast is scaling up and my life as is getting better. I think that will be mine for next year.
I just had a meta moment because Parisa is my lab manager for my research, and hearing you talk about, I'm like, okay, wait, how did you know my Parisa again? Oh, and I remember that we brought her on the podcast. She's super amazing, and I'm sure she'll be very, very happy to hear that your heart episode resonated with you. And both of you, I think those are like, and nothing wrong about being spiritual, Bimola. We're spiritual beings, but so your year of breakthrough, I pray everything works out for you as well. So thank you both for sharing that. For me, I think of the word expansive, you know, which is like expansive. Like, what more can you expand on more? Like, yeah, it's going to be a year of expansive. Like, we're breaking a lot of barriers. We are expanding on international waters. We're going to grow professionally and personally on that ground. So that's one word. I think another word would be transformative. There'll be a lot of growth, you know, personally and professionally. I see that. And last but not the least is purpose driven. You know, there could be many things I could have done in my 7 years, because let's talk about podcasting. Not everyone can have a podcast that they've been running for the past 7 years. Heck, I had colleagues, wonderful people, that started their podcast at the same time as I did, and they faded after a season or so. Nothing wrong with that, you know, they served their purposes and left. And that said, I haven't been here longest. I feel like there are many things I could have done to be viral or change my purpose or start doing things that don't resonate with my values and all that. But I refuse to do that. Why? Because that's not who I am. And if it doesn't speak to my values, I'm not doing it. You know, I don't care about followership. I don't care. I mean, the numbers, I want to grow organically. I want our podcast to grow organically. People that want to find us should find us, not because we're just trying to attract the wrong kind of crowd. So that said, I still want to keep that on. But again, we need to do a better job at finding the right people who want to find us, right? So that's the challenge I'm putting on myself, to put myself a little bit more out there and switch things out a little bit without compromising quality or my values. Like, I like to sleep soundly at night, you know? And that entails not doing gossips or all these celebrity stories. That is not my calling, you know? If I'm not learning from it, then there's no point talking about it, you know? So those are the three things I'll say about 2025, you know, expansive, right? Purpose-driven. And what was the last one? Transformative. So yeah, those are my three buzzwords for 2025. And I hope that by the time I listen to this episode in 2025 ending, I go like, you know, look at you, goal setting. And I hope the same for both of you as well. So yeah, that's all of my questions. I don't know if you guys had anything you wanted to say before I wrapped it up.
I think I'm good on my end, but let me just thank you as well, Mo. Thank you so much for, you know, the opportunities, you know, the inspiring work that you're doing. Really, it's really inspiring, and I really love what the Mossible podcast is about. I love our values, and it's my prayer that a lot more people get to see what we are doing. Like I said, One of my favorite things about this podcast is how much of a treasure it is, and I pray it's not much hidden next year. It's going to be a gem, and it's going to be seen by as many people as possible. So thank you so much, Mo, for all that you do.
Amen. Thank you so much. So I appreciate it. And I thank both of you, because I know this was like last minute surprise. Like, wait, what? But thank you for obliging. I hope it was. How do you feel just coming on the podcast for the first time, by the way, as guest?
Oh wow, it's so amazing. Like, I was actually kind of scared at first. I was trying to get like a plan. Okay, what am I going to say? How is it going to go down? But really, Maya, such an amazing conversationalist. I felt so comfortable. I felt so comfortable. The questions were so amazing, and it was this like my first time doing something like this, and I was happy.
Oh,
like,
great.
I am happy.
great. See, that was my goal. Because I remember you asking, can I get a question? What are we going to be talking about? Don't worry, it's going to be very natural. Because if I send questions beforehand, by the way, if you're a guest, if you need questions, we usually do questions. So don't worry about this. This part is not for you. We don't just throw our guests under the bus. The ones I don't send questions to are the ones I feel like I already know. Like my very good friends, we just do natural conversations. Like the episode with Nikkei on Nobody Wants This, we didn't have any questions. We just, you know, flow. Yeah. So again, but for guests, don't worry, we'll do our research on you. So don't worry about this part. We don't draw our guests under the bus so we can shine. But that said, both of you really made it very, very good. All right, how about your Bimbola? Do you have anything you wanted to say before? All right.
Yes, very well. I have a question, but yes, for this podcast, well, I'm like I said, I'm an introvert, so we can literally say I am part of the keyboardist that is online. I'm the one that would type things online, but to show my face or to appear in the limelight is not really my thing per se. But then, I mean, this has been very good. It's really even right from the scratch. It's like opened me up, and I'm happy that I'm able to converse, because I mean that's part of my plan to stop the inside life and also come outside. So I think my question would be, okay, what advice do you have for maybe people in general? Now, maybe people in general, or even our listeners in specific, what advice do you have for them in 2025?
Oof. Wow. Number one, let me see. On what authority though? Because advice is, I'm just going to make it very, since you said it's very general, I would give this advice like I'm talking to somebody that I care about. So it could also be for me. As bold as I seem, as daring as I seem, I'm sometimes uncomfortable with changes, even though I still do it regardless. But it's a part of me that just wants to stay where I am and get comfortable. But there's always that nagging voice that tells me, no, embrace those change. So I would say first is be open to new opportunities and challenges, right? The world is evolving. If you're able to adapt to those changes, it will help you grow immensely personally and professionally. That said, still don't compromise your values. Whatever those great values are, always still put them first. You know, people-centered, love-centered, you know, humanity-centered values. Second one would be connection. The world is moving so fast. Like, I feel like I'm a analog brain and a digital brain. So I was born just at the cusp of the tech boom. I embrace technology. I'm very big on it. I've talked about how I use AI in my class and all that. So I'm not one of those, you know, old school millennials. That said, the world is moving at a very fast pace. So prioritize building and maintaining those meaningful relationships. We had a family gathering yesterday, and they're talking about, oh, you have a lot of friends. And I had to say, I don't have a lot of friends. I have a lot of people that I know, but the very core friends, I can count on my friends, you know, in two hands. And maybe that's a lot for most people. But those people, I don't joke with them, and they don't joke with me. That's what makes our friendship work. We might not talk all the time, as a matter of fact, but the moment we connect, we resume from where we started. They point in my life as I point to their lives. And I hope that we can all say that on one hand, we can count those kind of friends that we have. prioritize a relationship with them, stay connected with them, and create those supportive communities. Even if you're not able to do, you're not able to do one-on-one interactions. I mean, with COVID, we've learned how to be very adaptable to virtual meetings. You know, like I said, I've had my VA for a year. It was my first time meeting them, you know, a few weeks ago. So again, people that really matter to you, stay connected with them. It could be a line, it could be a line you drop on Facebook or a voice note on WhatsApp. Just make sure you know, they know that, oh, hey, you know, you're important to me and here's why. And lastly, will be prioritize your well-being. I cannot overstate this, the importance of this. Physically, try your best to look good. And I would say that as someone who has had to do a lot of work on myself over the past 2 years, as you guys know, I've lost a lot of weight, which I can talk about next year when I am able to really talk about all of the things that happened with that and the inspiration behind, you know, taking charge of my life. Your mental health too. I've been very open about therapy. I joke a lot about the relationship I have with my therapist. And emotional health as well. Balanced work, balanced rest, personal time. If you're able to travel, you don't have to get on a plane to travel. You can just visit the next town or visit the gallery in your city or go see a show, take a walk, whatever you can do to add more quality time to yourself. So those are the three things I would say. Being able to embrace changes, focus on connection, and then prioritizing your well-being. Those are my advice for 2025. And I'm going to take that advice for myself as well because I need those.
Thank you very much, ma. Thank you very much, ma. Thing that you said that actually resonated with me was the balance. Because I remember There was a time that I had a very busy schedule, and the advice you gave to me, even regardless of the fact that you were my employer at that time, the advice was to just find a balance, health first. And that wasn't something I hear from people I've worked with in the past. They show mute concern, but still want to kill you with work. But it was different with you, ma. So thank you very much, ma.
Of course, you're welcome. If you're not well, how would you serve your purpose on the podcast? So yeah, I think that's what most employers need to know. If you take care of your employees and prioritize them first, they'll give you their best. You know, now not everyone can be that way. Some people still want to abuse you and misuse you, and then you can part ways with them. But I strongly believe that when you prioritize people first, people-centered, you know, policies first in the workplace, and then every other thing will fall in line. So yeah, thanks for that, Bimbola. So yeah, this has been a very wonderful time with my wonderful team on the podcast, and I'm so excited that you guys get to hear about them and who they are and just the passion they have for the podcast. We're hoping to leave a little bit of that passion with you all today, our listeners. This is the very first episode of 2025. We want to thank you, our incredible listeners, our OG before IG, for your continued support and engagement. This year, we hope holds endless possibilities, and we hope that you embrace the optimism, the breakthroughs, the transformation, the excitement that it brings. We hope you remember that change is inevitable, but being able to be adaptable and flexible is what really defines our journey. So stay connected, prioritize your well-being, keep finding ways to learn from the world around you. Our podcast is a treasure trove of ideas, of stories, of connections for you to delve in. And until next time, please keep taking care and keep your voices heard. Happy New Year, and let's make 2025 one for the books. And thank you to my amazing team, Abimbola and Ifeoluwa, for being on the show today as well. Now time for our obligatory selfie picture. Are you guys ready? I know Abimbola is not very comfortable with the video, but we'll make it as painless and quick as possible. So let me turn on my camera as well. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Oh, gosh. I don't know why my camera is in black and white.
It's giving us Oleku sepia tones. But that's cute. Let me do gallery. Okay, there we go. Oh, I need to turn off my background. Video. All right. I don't think it's even making much of a difference, but okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Say cheese.
Cheese. Cheers.
All right, done. You can hibernate now, Bimbola. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And that's the end of the episode.